Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on, sorry folks, I forgot what date it was, on this 25th day of February 2017. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of the homepage. Our guide has been viewed more than 48,000 times since it was posted 2 years ago, and it's now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Well, tonight I'd like to visit a topic that is very much in, should be very much a concern to all of us who are trying to defend humanity. And that is what has happened to agriculture. What has happened to agriculture over the past century, since the beginning of agrochemicals, is really outrageous, and it is presented, these toxic chemicals that they use in, that Big Agri uses and farmers are coerced into buying, they sell their products as if there's no other answer to feed the public. And when we get done, I will kind of remind you that there are other answers, that there are organic ways to mass produce foods, and what they're saying, that this is the only way we can feed this many people, is simply bogus. But first we have to understand what the problem is. And tonight I have a wonderful opportunity. What we did is we converted a YouTube, and I'm going to give you the name of the YouTube, because when you're done listening to the dialogue, you may choose to want to review it and watch it for yourself. The name of the YouTube, the documentary, which is 52 minutes long, is called Poisoned Fields: Glyphosate, the Underrated Risk. And this was produced, I believe, by a German film company called Anthromedia and released in 2016. I thought it was really well done. I thought it explains the problem of Roundup, glyphosate, politics, farming, all very nicely and concisely in 1 hour. As many people are aware, the Europeans have been very hesitant, okay, to accept GMO food. They have higher standards when it comes to herbicides and pesticides than we do in this country. So this was made by a German group. They quoted German scientists, but they give you translations. So what you're going to hear is really the translations. It's not going. You're not going to listen to 52 minutes of German. Trust me. So let's get started, Ken, and listen to this. And we're going to talk about it in the second hour, because this is really important. This has to do with not only the food on our table. It has to do with the chemicals that are being put into our atmosphere, what that is doing to the soil, and what that's doing to the both the livestock and the people that are ingesting this chemical called glyphosate. So without further ado, I'm going to let Ken play this, and I'm not going to come back in to talk until it's over. However, Ken will pause it for breaks. That way we can get through the whole thing in the first hour. So I hope you enjoy and find as informative this documentary, Poison Fields. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Okay, let's start.
It's become the world's most successful weed killer. Originally patented as a chemical pipe cleaner in 1964, 5 years later, the agrochemical corporation Monsanto patented glyphosate as a herbicide. Since then, for over 40 years, it's turned into the base element of most herbicides, as it is said that it only kills weeds.
No chemical agent has been so well tested worldwide. This is simply because it receives so much attention due to its relative excellence.
If we would have to do without herbicides like glyphosate and go back to the old times and do the weed control by hand, it's impossible to do it at this stage. There are not enough farmers, there are not enough workers. It would increase the food prices to a level that people couldn't afford food anymore.
Industry and farmers associations are raving about glyphosate and report that it's only toxic to plants, not for animals or humans. Yet from critical scientists, there's a different story.
It's tumorigenic. We proved that in vivo using Roundup. And if the chemical is safe, the scientific evidence should be there, it should be publicly available, and people should be able to read it.
Every year, 650 million liters are sprayed on fields and gardens worldwide. Is this substance really so harmless? And who decides? Are the scientific studies independent? And what role do the experiences of farmers and animal breeders play? As early as 2000, Germany tested the risk of glyphosate for the EU. In 2015, this is happening again. The health evaluation is conducted by the German Federal Institute for Risk Assessment, BFR, in Berlin. Their assignment is to determine if glyphosate represents a risk for consumers, and if its use will continue to be permitted. For evaluation, Roland Soletsky and his colleagues surveyed over 1,000 studies. Already the first assessment in 2000 was in the hands of Roland Soletsky. He and his team survey industry and independent studies and evaluate their scientific merit and plausibility.
According to our comprehensive assessment of glyphosate, glyphosate is a strong eye irritant. This we already knew. Aside from that, we have found that the use of glyphosate as a herbicide presents no risk for carcinogenic effects, no toxic reproduction effects, no endocrine effects caused, no neurotoxic, immunotoxic effects provoked, if it is used according to the specifications, which are the basis of the evaluated studies.
In total, 70,000 pages, most of which are written by the industry itself. Angelika Hilbeck of the scientific network ENSA has her doubts.
No authority is required to evaluate the raw data. They couldn't deal with the amount. They wouldn't be able to do anything else except analyze the raw data. They look at the summaries of studies with pre-processed information provided by Monsanto. I look at them regularly too. Processed averages if you're lucky, with or without statistics depending on the case.
The assessment was scheduled to be finished in August 2015, but shortly before completion, cancer experts of the WHO released conflicting information. Glyphosate is probably carcinogenic. Chris Portier, research consultant of the WHO and former director of the U.S. Office of Risk Assessment Research, informs the Agricultural Committee of the German Bundestag. Never before have two health agencies contradicted each other so openly.
Well, since the BFR has not used any of the epidemiological data, if they indeed believed that there was some association in the epidemiology studies, then in fact the human exposure difference between the applicators and the public would be substantially smaller. Because IARC found the cancer finding to be genotoxic, the risk assessment for cancer would be remarkably different. In addition, because they find all of the animal cancer studies as negative, then again, it's hard for me to assess the risk assessment they've done for cancer because they have not done a risk assessment for cancer.
For the attending representatives of Monsanto and Syngenta, it's about the future of their billion-dollar market in Europe.
There is absolutely no reason for panic. Glyphosate is safe. It has been assessed as such for 40 years by authorities worldwide. It has been used for 40 years. We are convinced that a reassessment of the WHO IARC rating would result in a change in this classification.
In the Magdeburg region, Peter Gottschalk manages a modern multifamily farm with 34 employees on 3,500 hectares. Sustainable agriculture is important to the large operation. To minimize the erosion caused by plowing, they've used glyphosate-containing herbicides for 20 years. The remaining chemically killed plants prevent the topsoil from being eroded by water and wind.
If we had done another tillage, we would have worked the straw more into the soil, which would have sped up the decomposing process. To prevent this, for erosion protection reasons, we've used glyphosate. This way, all the unwanted plants die off. The bits of green that you can still see are barley grains that spilled over and sprouted after our treatment.
Spraying glyphosate before seeding kills the competing and infected plants. Traditionally, this was achieved through laborious plowing. 2 weeks after the glyphosate treatment, the field is clean enough to strip till. This protects against erosion, saves time, fuel, and machine costs. While making use of the benefits, Gottschalk tries to use as little glyphosate as possible with the support of computers.
This represents our mixture of water and glyphosate. This shows that we are using 2.5 liters of glyphosate per hectare, which is about half of the permitted amount.
Until 2014, grains were often sprayed just before harvest to synchronize the drying. Thereby, many glyphosate residues ended up in bread and cereal products. This practice has been restricted in Germany, but not in other EU countries.
We need to balance between the damaging and useful aspects. If carefully managed and used only where it really makes sense, glyphosate is a very effective substance, causing relatively little damage, if at all.
In the meantime, in Germany alone, 35% of all agricultural fields are sprayed with glyphosate. Is it really so harmless and without long-term effects as believed by most farmers? Agricultural University Hohenheim. Plant physiologist Günter Neumann has specialized in root problems and nutrient intake for over 20 years. His institute investigates root formations and interactions under laboratory conditions and in the field.
These are the fine roots, densely covered by even finer root hairs, which are all responsible for taking in the nutrients from the soil as efficiently as possible.
He was contacted by a local agricultural office. Various farmers encountered mysterious damages on their fields. What was the cause? One can see the damage even from above. The green areas were treated with glyphosate for only 2 years, the faded ones for 11. The same phenomenon occurred on five other fields in the surrounding area.
Auf demselben Feld hat man bei den
On the same field, in the areas treated longer with glyphosate, we found severely restricted root growth, with far fewer fine roots, which is of course noticeable in the plant growth. We conducted a state-financed residue analysis for glyphosate and other pesticides. For glyphosate, the data consistently showed that the levels of residue that were present 6 months after the application were as high as one would expect directly after the spraying. While 2 meters over, where the field was treated only for a short time, all levels were below the detection limit.
If the healthy and sick areas weren't directly next to each other, the increase in plant disease and soil infertility wouldn't have been noticeable because it happens so slowly. The farmers sought to increase their yields through using more fertilizer, which didn't help. An affected farmer prefers to stay anonymous. He received a threatening call. He shouldn't speak badly about glyphosate on camera. I realized, since I started to spray glyphosate, he says, that the dwarf virus began to spread dramatically. In dry years, it was extreme. On some fields, it caused a total yield loss. And there were years where the yield was 50% compared to the previous year.
But interestingly enough, this was only observed in the long-term treated areas and not where it was used for only 2 or 3 years.
The plant physiologist observes further effects on the plants, which until now had been overlooked.
With new molecular biological methods, we could show which genes are downregulated and that hormonal disturbances are occurring. There were also negative effects on physiological processes, which are part of the natural stress response. These were also downregulated in the damaged plants. There was also an impact on genes involved in water intake. These became less active and also hindered the extension of the lateral roots.
The official industry version claims glyphosate only inhibits a single enzyme. This is intentional and kills the unwanted plants. But Günther Neumann proved that glyphosate and its metabolites also change genes that are involved in root growth, water intake, and stress resistance. Under laboratory conditions, the scientists rule out other disruptive factors. The picture remains the same.
Here we see an unharmed wheat root system.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Under laboratory conditions, the scientists rule out other disruptive factors. The picture remains the same.
Here we see an unharmed wheat root system showing many fine roots. Over here is the same part of a damaged plant. It clearly shows far, far fewer fine roots.
This means that the treated plants don't take water in as efficiently. Nevertheless, the manufacturers continue to advertise that glyphosate helps fields to stay sustainably fertile, even in dry areas. 2 years after the publication of the Hohenheim data, the president of the German Farmers Association takes a stance on glyphosate. He's never heard of their findings.
Until now, there is no scientific evidence that glyphosate has negative effects on soil fertility. And in Germany, we apply glyphosate only to distinct areas in minimal amounts.
Joachim Buchfried represents 300,000 farmers in the Farmers Association. He's also president of the German lobby organization Forum of Modern Agriculture, where he represents glyphosate producers like Syngenta, Monsanto, and others. Near the Danish city of Aarhus, Ib Petersen runs a modern livestock system with 4,000 pigs. In 2011, he became suspicious that his animals were becoming increasingly sick from their feed. As a pig farmer, he pays close attention to the health and fertility of his animals. Every sow that doesn't produce offspring is a business risk to a livestock operation. A normal litter of pigs is 15 piglets. His sows began to produce less and less. At the same time, the number of miscarriages and stillborn increased.
In here, we have a pig born yesterday. It's born deformed, got an elephant's man head. It's not finished in the top here. It's no cranium, it's just open to the brain. Luckily, it was stillborn. We see more of these pigs with higher levels of glyphosate, lots more. I'll show you. I have another box. I have a whole freezer full at home as well. This is a pig that has got dual sex. It's got testicles and it has vagina. We have something gone wrong here. I know 14 children born in Denmark with deformities, at least two of them with spinal, or like this, where they have a patch that is not closed with the skin. They do take me, because I don't think this stops here. I think we've already seen this in humans.
So are there side effects for mammals after all? Pedersen gets scientific support. According to the field observations, the number of miscarriages has risen along the amount of glyphosate in the feed.
We made calculations on how many pigs is born deformed. If you have 1.13, you have 1 out of 529. And if you have 2.26 parts million, you have 1 out of 240. It's actually linear increase from 0.1 parts per million until 2 parts per million. You can put a ruler on it, and it's very straight with the ruler. Higher doses, higher number of deformities.
After he changed to the glyphosate-free feed, the problems declined. To test his observation, he changed back to the glyphosate-containing feed once more.
This is the soil we have with high levels of glyphosate in it. You can't see it's glyphosate in it, but when we test it, it's quite high in glyphosate.
Perhaps overrated, but his pigs seem to like their feed less, whereas normally they're so hoggish. They also get diarrhea more often, which makes it necessary for him to use more antibiotics.
Ah, there we have. This is the type of diarrhea we see. We don't see that type of diarrhea when we have low levels or zero levels of glyphosate in the food.
Also, researchers at the Danish Agricultural University of Aarhus expressed concerns about the high residual levels classified as harmless by the German authorities. Martin Tang-Sorensen has been assigned to review the German BFR assessment.
Basically, they write that glyphosate in the feed for animals are no concern. We think that the concentrations are of concern because bacteria are affected.
Sorensen refers to a hidden side effect of glyphosate. It reduces the beneficial gut bacteria needed by all mammals.
Broadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Basically, they write that glyphosate in the feed for animals are no concern. We think that the concentrations are of concern because bacteria are affected.
Zorensen refers to a hidden side effect of glyphosate. It reduces the beneficial gut bacteria needed by all mammals.
So this patent on the effect of bacteria is even public. Anybody can Google it. Is more dangerous to the good guys in the gut. The balance of bacteria in the gut is disturbed towards the more bad guys, the pathogenic, at the expense of the good guys.
To his officially submitted concerns, he doesn't receive an answer. Although patented as an antibiotic, glyphosate was never approved as medicine. It primarily kills the beneficial bacteria. The harmful bacteria then take over and spread. How does the European Farmers Association protect its members from these potential dangers?
We are there to defend and not only to defend, but to be proactive also for their interests. I've never heard that it is patented as an antibiotic. If it's being patented as an antibiotic and it has antibiotic properties, it will probably have an effect on your soil life, and that could worry farmers. But again, when it comes to the risks associated with using glyphosate, we really follow the EFSA as the European authority, and BfR, the German authorities that assess the risk of glyphosate. And so far, they say it's harmless in the way we use it, and we benefit a lot from it. So that's why we will keep using it, of course, in a sustainable way.
Neither the European farmers nor the authorities were informed by the corporations about the antibiotic patent. Were other side effects also kept hidden? And do the field observations in Denmark influence the assessment in Germany?
After an assessment of all these reports, we ultimately arrive at the conclusion that we cannot infer a toxic effect of glyphosate on the development of organisms, nor a disruption of the endocrine system. This assessment will not be compromised by individual observations of a farmer in Denmark who manages a large pig farm.
His detection methods for glyphosate do not comply with our analytical standard. He did not compare exposed pigs to non-exposed. Also, he did not take into account other possible causes, such as virus effects or the estrogen hormones contained within the soy itself.
Is the Danish farmer a mysterious one-off case, as he is dismissed as? Hundreds of German milk farmers encounter similar phenomena. Are these also isolated cases, requiring no further official investigation?
Oh! Yeah, come, Mogili, come! Come, Mogili, come!
In southern Germany, Johannes Peter runs a family farm that produces milk for Allgäuer cheese with 90 animals.
The animals appear completely healthy. On the surface, you can't see anything. But they develop fertility problems which are a threat to our existence. As soon as they stop reproducing, they have to be taken out of the production cycle.
The cows are mainly fed natural hay and green grass fodder. That hasn't changed for generations on this farm.
Many cows had to be inseminated 4, 5, 6 times until they successfully reproduced. We didn't gain any support from the veterinarian beside the usual application of artificial hormones, cis treatment, or further inseminations, all of which didn't lead to significant improvements.
Diseases were ruled out. Yet the farmer also used concentrated feed as a supplement, including grains and soy from overseas.
It is impossible to buy concentrated feed without glyphosate residuals. It is used by all the different producers, which is provable. Yet nobody wants to test it, and no feed supplier guarantees their fodder is glyphosate-free.
He stopped buying pre-mixed concentrated feed and instead purchased locally produced feed from neighbors. 18 months later, he had a result he himself didn't expect.
Our statistics prove that after switching to glyphosate-free feed, the reproduction rates have doubled. We started out at 30% 1.5 years ago. Now we're at 60%.
Meanwhile, glyphosate continues to spread almost unnoticed through the entire modern food web. The port of Rotterdam is the main European gate for soy from overseas. How reliably is the testing for glyphosate residuals of the more than 30 million tons of soy arriving each year? Interview requests with the harbor authorities are declined. A pesticide expert network conducts their own research. In the Brussels Parliament, a hearing takes place about toxins and endocrine disruptors. Hans Müllermann has traced the hidden paths of herbicide residuals for years.
So I've been communicating with the national authorities about the testing of soybeans which arrive in the port of Rotterdam, and they explained me that they have been testing, but the results are always far below what's allowed as a maximum level. In the last few years, there are only 2 samples taken on soybeans. The level, the maximum allowable level, is so high. So for them, there is no reason to test anymore, and they will not test anymore the soybeans in future. So all soybeans, the massive amounts of soybeans arriving in the port of Rotterdam, will be untested.
Thousands of tons of glyphosate-treated soy arrive every day. Most is processed on location into soybean meal and oil. Afterwards, any violation against maximum levels can no longer be traced to its shipment. At the University of Caen in France, the molecular biologist Gilles-Éric Serralini observed significant tumor formations in rats. As a previous expert at the French Risk Assessment Agency, He realized that the animal studies provided by the industries lasted only 3 months. To him, this appeared too short to be able to observe slow-developing chronic diseases. He starts an experiment. Over 24 months, he feeds rats Roundup containing corn pellets and water. The level of glyphosate is comparable to the level permitted for humans. After 4 months, tumors appear in the females and continue to grow. After 2 years, they're 5 times as big. Even for the cancer-prone lab animals, these are atypically high values.
What happened is that the tumors became hemorrhagic and they were pushing on vital organs, so the death were correlated to the size and to the tumors. That's what we saw. Not only that, but that we saw also the liver and kidney toxicity and the disruption of sexual hormones, including the pituitary dysfunctions and other problems of general toxicology in the bodies.
The gradual onset of tumor formation wasn't observable in the 3-month industry studies. Saralini's results cause an uproar. "He works unscientifically, used the wrong rats," repeat industry-linked scientists, as well as the BFR.
The problem with Saralini's long-term study was that he only used 10 animals per dose group. He used a rat strain with a very high spontaneous tumor rate. The statistics weren't sufficient, and the raw data wasn't documented.
The accusation was reprinted in all the newspapers, which hurt his reputation. Yet Saralini never claimed to have conducted an official cancer study, but a toxicology study investigating long-term effects. Further, he used the same rat strain and methods as industry scientists before. He just extended the exposure time.
We have to understand that we didn't perform a cancer study when we test for the first time a product, which was not the case before, for a GMO or for a pesticide like we did in full formulation. You have to study all organs and all toxicological parameters. That's what we did. So for that, you have to measure 10 rats per group. That's what we did, according to the OECD norms and GLP practices.
Meanwhile, the BFR risk assessment, based mainly on industry studies, comes under attack.
The evaluation of safety of pesticides worldwide does not adhere to an open and transparent scientific review. Scientific reviews cannot be open and transparent as long as the details of critical studies are not publicly available. The procedures used to review the scientific evidence are also generally not available. They are for BFR, or they're generally cryptic and difficult to interpret.
WHO experts see grave deficiencies in the BFR risk assessment, including the neglect of international standards.
The BFR document that I have seen has been consistently used to negate positive animal studies. There is a process, it's not rocket science, there's a process that has been in place over 40 years on how to conduct very well designed animal studies. Discounting a positive animal study because the dose is irrelevant to human exposure, this is the first time in my professional career I see a risk assessment agency doing that.
The WHO scientists take a second look at several studies that were declared not reliable by BFR.
In cancer, we have what we call the 10 key characteristics of human carcinogenesis. And these are the 10 key things that we believe chemicals and environmental factors and agents in the environment do to start the cancer process. So oxidative stress is a potential precursor for cancer, and seeing study after study where glyphosate induces oxidative stress suggests that that could strengthen the overall cancer finding.
All of the evidence is rejected by BFR. Chris Portier encountered a similar neglect in the USA.
EPA reviewed the same animal evidence as us, initially concluding there was evidence of carcinogenicity from that animal evidence. They presented that finding to their science advisory panel, which is an outside panel of scientists, who then felt that that was too strong of a statement and wanted the EPA to reevaluate it again. And in the end, EPA chose to discard those studies as being not relevant and list it as suggestive of no evidence of cancer, which we would definitely, I personally would very much disagree on.
In reality, the BFR assessment had been pre-formulated by the glyphosate task force of the industry. The BFR simply shortened or added comments in italics. Critical studies get rated as not reliable. In the USA, the permitted residual levels are even higher. Officially, no one talks about possible side effects. Veterinarian Art Dunham has treated farm animals for over 40 years in Iowa. He realized that with the increase of glyphosate residues, cows became pregnant less often.
Red, two. No palpable cyst, feels normal. Small CL on the right, she's open.
The fertility problems are occurring across the nation.
She sure doesn't have a, she feels not like I need to give her prostin, but she doesn't feel like a virgin heifer anymore. Yeah. So yeah, she's open. She isn't going to cycle back for some time. Yeah.
As the Danish and German farmers before, the veterinarian observes that the fertility problems decrease again if the feed is changed to glyphosate-free. A connection to any hormonal side effects of glyphosate is not officially recognized.
We share some of the same enzyme systems as plants and insects. And then when you're using a broad spectrum chelator, endocrine disrupting substance as a herbicide, seems kind of foolhardy to not do any long-term testing. But our problem is, see, we have very few people with the determination and the drive and the guts and the funding to fight the politics of business and science.
The veterinarian orders independent tests of feed and straw.
Infertility is documented by our CDC as increasing in humans, and the same is occurring and documented in our literature in animals, and it seems to correlate with more and more use of glyphosate-based herbicides.
Health statistics show that parallel to the increase of glyphosate use, there is an increase of infertility, thyroid disorders, liver and kidney, and other diseases. Officially, the U.S. government does not acknowledge any possible connection. The glyphosate test samples provide another surprise.
This is their summary sheet for 300-some samples for the four different fusarium mycotoxins. And when they tried to identify the molds, 32% of them were fusarium, and then 52% were penicillin. If that's in the silage, it's also in some of the grain going into the ethanol plant that's going to be made into human edible stuff. The T2 is one of the most toxic things known to man. It rates right up there with aflatoxin, ricin, Agent Orange. It's over 100 parts per billion is bad news.
In these regions, the biological toxins used to be rare, but they're spreading. A link to glyphosate has never been officially investigated, although sufficient indicators exist, according to plant pathologist Don Huber, a leading expert for biological toxins who was the chairman of the National Plant Disease Recovery Program until 2011 and still consults farmers today.
Ammonium sulfate or well, you're not.
Huber and attentive farmers noticed that the microbial soil life slowly but surely has steadily declined. At farm shows, they compare different soil types, treated and untreated. Each gram of soil contains about 40 million bacteria, which are essential for the conversion of potassium, calcium, manganese, and other minerals into valuable nutrients.
The aggregation of the soil.
Invisible to the naked eye, the beneficial bacteria also keep the spreading of toxin-producing bacteria in check and thereby keeps soil healthy.
When you apply glyphosate, it's high antibiotic activity against the good bacteria that would suppress a lot of these other organisms.
husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Invisible to the naked eye, the beneficial bacteria also keep the spreading of toxin-producing bacteria in check and thereby keep soil healthy.
When you apply glyphosate, it's high antibiotic activity against the good bacteria that would suppress a lot of these other organisms, gives the disease organisms then an opportunity to become a real serious problem for us.
In the United States, the bacterial-caused corn disease Goss's wilt was confined to Nebraska and Colorado. In the last 2 years, it spread more than 1,000 kilometers to Indiana and beyond. The pathogenic bacteria infiltrate the whole plant.
All through here. It's a systemic disease.
And then right next to it, the plant. It's showing the Goss's symptoms, the huge thumbprint, and I've got at least three or four different diseases.
How many fungicide applications have been applied?
This had one fungicide application.
The corn, weakened by the bacteria, has also become susceptible to other pathogens that weren't a problem before. Around the same time, the economically important soybeans have also been hit by new waves of plant disease. Don Huber and farmer Keith Schlepkohl take a closer look.
See the sudden death showing starting here. The yellowing.
The yellow patches appear suddenly within the normally green soy fields. The disease, sudden death syndrome, causes up to 40% yield loss.
Say in the last six to eight years, it's gotten more prevalent. With longer-term glyphosate usage, it gets worse and worse
Can you explain why?
Well, because of the symptoms that you see on the leaves. It's a physiologic disturbance, like you would get with the toxin. Since the fusarium is associated with it, but the fusarium stays on in the root system.
Fusarium is a class of microscopic fungus. Most subspecies are harmless, but toxin-producing forms also exist. With the decline of beneficial bacteria and fungi, the toxic fusarium multiplies and spreads, causing sudden death.
So we favored the pathogens, and fusarium is one of those that attacks all of our other crops also. You start seeing these symptoms, you start seeing the defoliation, and then everything is going downhill rather than uphill for you. These beans should be twice that size. There's no photosynthesis. There's no energy, so that we've lost probably 4 to 5 weeks of actually very important crop production cycle.
Much of this soy is exported to Europe and China, including the diseases it may have. Bob Streit belongs to a task force which compares the spread of toxic fungal diseases in countries with high glyphosate use.
And what American farmers have done is they're using the same herbicide in corn and in soybeans 16 years straight. And that's just plain a recipe for disaster. As far as why they did it, it was easy, it was cheap, and it was sold to them as a cure-all.
He consults farmers, and it's not just sudden death that gives them problems.
The way I understand it, there's not much of a depletion between what's actually in here in this seed and what's actually what we ingest as humans.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.